About 25 elders in Hoonah got an early Christmas present from Sea Alaska Corporation yesterday when free firewood was delivered to their doorstep. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Sea Alaska Forest Specialist Brian Kleinhens navigates a pickup truck down a narrow, winding Forest Service road outside Hoonah.
Guys like me, you know, a lot of times I sit in the office or I go to the woods and I don't see anybody, and so it's really neat to interface with the folks that we drop it off to and do some service directly.
Kleinhens is talking about Sea Alaska's firewood donation program, which the Native Corporation runs in village communities close to its logging operations. Normally, it involves nothing more than dropping off round logs at a spot in each town and letting residents come split and divvy it up for themselves, first come, first served.
We do similar thing in Cake, and Goon, and Heidelberg, and Kluock, and Kasan, and Craig.
But once a year, Kleinhens and his co-workers deliver already chopped wood to elders in one of the communities. All the logs are donated by Sea Alaska Timber Corporation, a subsidiary of the main company. In some communities, the wood comes from snags or standing dead trees. In Hoonah, it was trees that had been logged, which the company couldn't sell.
But it's all, you know, wood from Sea Alaska lands and kind of a nice byproduct of some activity going on.
At the Icy Straits Lumber and Milling Yard, Kleinhens and his co-workers are busy splitting round logs using both a hydraulic splitter and the old-fashioned way. Then, with the help of the Hoonah High School basketball team, they load the wood into the back of pickup trucks. The elders who received the firewood had to sign up at the Hoonah Senior Center. One of them was 91-year-old Jenny Lindoff.
I don't have no car, no saw, so it really comes in handy. It's always cold in here.
And with heating fuel running about $4.10 a gallon in the village this winter, Lindoff says there was no shortage of demand.
We eat at the senior center, and they're asking us over there how many people wants wood, you know. And I was surprised there was 21 elders, and there was still some more to go.
Back at the lumber yard, 65-year-old George Dalton Jr. is stacking firewood into the back of his small pickup. He heard the wood would already be split, but he brought his chainsaw just in case, and it sits atop the pile. Dalton is a retired heavy machinery operator with the Public Health Service who lives with his wife and granddaughter. He says they have a Toyo stove, but he prefers wood heat.
You can't beat wood heat. I mean, it really feels good on the bones, especially if they're old as mine and beat up as mine.
Dalton says he's planning to take a load for himself and maybe grab a load for a friend. When someone comments that Dalton's truck bed is kind of small and he might want to come back and grab an extra load for himself, he's not one to argue.
You bet. I'll keep coming until they stop me.
Reporting from Hoonah, I'm Casey Kelly.